Ingrid, hush!
Student fraternities marching on Vienna's Heldenplatz. It's a ceremony to remember war heroes. Their leader, wearing the trademark cap of the Burschenschaften, makes a speech from the spot where Adolf Hitler addressed adoring masses in 1938 after Austria's annexation by Nazi Germany. He tells the crowd, the military defeat of the German army on the 8th of March 1945 brought peace for the Allies, but brought hell to millions of Germans, and years of military occupation for our beloved homeland. The reference to Germans rather than Austrians is significant. Many Austrian Burschenschaften promote the old Nazi ideology of pan-German nationalism. They believe Austria should be part of a greater Germany, and they're often accused of spreading anti-Semitism. Last month, a songbook used by a fraternity known as Burschenschaft Germania was revealed to contain blatant anti-Semitic lyrics. One song had the line, "Step on the gas, you old Germans, let's make it 7 million," a clear reference to the Holocaust in which 6 million Jews were murdered. Historian Dieter Anton Binder has done extensive research on the fraternities and told ORF Television there's no doubt the songbook was in use quite recently.
For a long time it was a song against the pan-Germanic movement. And then these verses were added, and then it was transcribed. And that's no coincidence, and it means that at least at the time that it was published, it was being sung.
The Freedom Party politician and co-leader of the fraternity at the center of the songbook scandal, Udo Landbauer, eventually resigned all of his political posts. There'd been many calls for him to do so, including from the president and the chancellor, but not from his own Freedom Party colleagues.
Nazis! Nazis!
Nazis out is the chant from a student-led demonstration opposing the Burschenschaften outside the University of Vienna. The grand building on the Ringstrasse is a flashpoint for clashes between right-wing fraternities and other students. Judith Goetz is a political scientist at the university. She studied the Burschenschaften since her student days and says the songbook scandal is a particularly blatant example of their anti-Semitism.
I've never seen a text like in that songbook. So it was also surprising to me because I know Burschenschaft anti-Semitism within these fraternities, and I know that they nowadays found new forms of expressing anti-Semitism. It's not so open and not so clearly anymore.
Austria has strict laws banning neo-Nazi activities, and state prosecutors are investigating whether the fraternity with the anti-Semitic songbook is in breach of them. The organization could be dissolved and its leader jailed if the case is proven. But many say that's not enough, and the country is failing to deal with right-wing extremism. There are calls for a commission of experts to reveal its depths and political influence. Historian Dieter Anton Binder.
Essentially, I think this repetitive, this regressive behavior that leads to these incidents over and over again can only be explained by a restorative, reactionary vision of history that comes to the fore when the year 1945 is discussed. Was that a defeat or a liberation from National Socialism? And here, some real clear analysis must be carried out.
But the most effective fight against the nationalism, extremism, and sexism of the all-male Burschenschaften is taking another form. The voices of the young women of the Burschenschaft Hysteria, a satirical creation by young artists. Uniformed, cap-wearing, beer-drinking, they impersonate their male counterparts. Faces raised in fervent chorus. Their satirical demand, a world matriarchy with men banished to the kitchen and to the raising of children. The song mocks the male fraternity's obsession with swords. "Our vaginas are made of steel," run the lyrics. In German, the word for vagina is the same as that for scabbard or sheath. Judith Goetz.
The Burschenschaft Hysteria exaggerates male traditions within the Burschenschaften, and so they demonstrate the absurdity of these organization forms. And what I especially like is that they also demonstrate the sexism within these fraternities.
Absurd they may seem to outsiders, but of the 50 Freedom Party members of parliament in the current Austrian government, Nearly half have been or are members of these fraternities. Kerry Skyring, DW, Vienna.